Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Is everybody doing good? Stand to your feet. Just go ahead. Stomp your feet just real good. Just stomp them. Just. Why are you wanting us to do that? I just felt like it. It's some of the foolish things that we think is foolish, but God is in the process of stretching us. How many of you know that we need to be stretched in our walk with God? You know, you don't want your walk with God to be routine. You want it to be in a relationship that is ever growing. Amen. Amen. It is so good. I want to pause just for a moment. I want to pray for our intercessors. We have an intercessor group that prays every Sunday morning, and they pray other times as well, but they're under attack, and we want to cover them. They have been covering this church with their prayer for years and years and years, and we want to take the time right now to pray for them. How about that? So if you don't mind, just bow your heads and just really just focus on God. Lord, we just come to you interceding for our intercessors. But we thank you that they're faithful. They're here early and they cry out to you. So now we cry out to you on their behalf. We ask you, Lord, to diminish the attack that is on them. Lord, we know there's resistance in what they do and calling out to you. But we ask you now in the name of Jesus Christ that you would encourage them, that you would fill them, that you would excite them, that you would anoint them even greater than what they currently are. And Lord, that they would have the very power of God operating in their prayer to be able to pull down things and to stir up things in God and to cover this house and this community, this state and this nation and the world with their prayer. Raise them up, increase their number. Lord, may they see the answers that they have been seeking you for in this next season. Let it come to fullness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Praise God. We're going to be talking today a little bit more about faithfulness. We started a couple of weeks ago, and about 3 weeks ago, and the Lord is wanting us to understand that we have the faith that He's given us, and that we not only have that intact inside us, but that we can walk out faithful in our faith. We can walk out being diligent to be able to do the things that He's asking us to do, even though they look impossible, even though they look so difficult. We're going to go back to this first passage, scripture over in 1 Samuel chapter 2. And the Lord says, I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who shall do according to what is in my heart and in my mind. So he is raising up faithful people that will do according to his heart and in his mind. I will build him a certain house, a certain place, and he shall walk before my anointed, Jesus, he shall walk before my anointed forever. See, the faithfulness that God is wanting to instill in every single one of us is a people that we are geared to do what he wants us to do and how he wants us to do it. But we have all these things such as addiction, such as burdens, such as the hiccups in life, the bondages that we sometimes have. that are wanting to entangle us in our walk, that's wanting to slow us down, that's wanting to entrap us. Can't take our salvation. He just wants to minimize our freedom, minimize our effectiveness to the world, to whom we are supposed to impact. See, the faithfulness is not about doing what you want to do. Faithfulness is about doing what he wants you to do. Faithfulness. Josh, is that right? Josh, I saw you on the streets. But for a different reason. Unashamed of who you are in him. The past that you have is in the past. The future that you have now is in him. It's present and future. You're going to win people to Jesus. I see it as plain as day. I see it happening as plain as day. And it's just not going to be the streets of your hometown. He's going to send you places. Okay. Yeah, amen. Amen. The Bible says over in 2 Chronicles 16, it says, "For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support." Boy, I love those two words. Strongly support those whose heart is completely his. He will strongly support when your heart is completely his. See, that's a sellout. Sold out, that's a sellout. I'm all, everybody say, all in.
All in.
You know, see, when we say that, the enemy will dangle things. Hey, you know, right? But we're all in. We're all in. And his faithfulness is great to us and will remain great. Faithfulness is not determined by what we have, but what we do with what we have. What we do with what we've been given will be faithful in it, or we will not be faithful in it. We will either neglect or we will strongly support what he's given us to be able to give it to other people. So that is the faithfulness. I'm telling you, God is looking for the faithful people to encounter the culture that is anti-God. We're still praying for him to come. Come, come. Well, he said, "I've already sent you. I'm already here. I sent you." I've sent you. We are the body of Jesus on this earth. We are the body of Christ on this earth, filled with light and purpose and life, to give it away, to not be afraid, to walk unashamed, to walk in the future that he's given us, to be faithful to his ways, to his word, and to the Spirit. That's what he's looking for. The church as a religious organization will not impact the culture that it needs to impact by being religious. They've already seen religion, but they have no use for it. They want the authentic. They want the original. They want the people who are all in. Even though we make mistakes, we're all in. How many of you, since you've been a Christian, you've made mistakes? Right. But you're still all in. I'm in this thing. As Pastor Terry Wilson says it sometimes, he said, I'm in it to win it. You know, I'm in it to win it. Well, we know the end. We know how the story all pans out, don't we? We're just in progress to getting there. Faithfulness is what he's looking for. It's not the fact that you have a miracle. Miracles are great. Yes. It's not the fact that you have a miracle. Miracles are absolutely wonderful. I really feel sorry for people that don't believe in miracles for today. Miracles are absolutely wonderful, but that's not the most valuable thing that happens. The most valuable thing that happens is your faithfulness to be able to let him do the miracles through you. To be able to walk in a troubled, topsy-turvy world unscathed by the pressure. Still walking the narrow way. You know, the Lord showed me one time, I asked him about the broad, you know, broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many people are, and I said, Lord, how broad is it? And he let me know, he said, there's a lane being paved every day. It's getting wider and wider and wider. Because it's broad. It's a broad way. It's a way that is ever increasing in darkness because it's gathering in and wanting to add another thing to its way and calling it God. How many of you know that's happening? Yeah, but that's not the way of God. Not the way of God. So we need to look and understand that what we've been given, we should be faithful with. The Bible says over in 2 Timothy, it says, be strong in the grace that Jesus Christ has given you and the things which you have learned from me in the presence of many witnesses. These things entrust to faithful men or faithful people. Entrust what you have been given to faithful people. Entrust what you have been given to faithful people. Why does he say that? And he describes the faithful people who will be able to teach others also. Who will be able to take what you have given them and teach others the truth and deliverance and health and healing and everything that you've learned, you'll be able to teach others also. If you're faithful, you will teach others also what you have received. The enemy uses fear, he uses intimidation, he uses all these things that tries to get you and I to hold back. They may not like you. They may not like you already. I remember in high school, really, I do. I remember in high school we had a newcomer to newcomer to the area and moved in. And you know, I was becoming friends with him and all. At graduation, no, it wasn't at graduation. It was our first class reunion. I don't know if it was 5 or 10 years, whatever it was. And he looked at me and he said, Terry, I need to tell you the truth. I need to tell you something. I said, what? He said, when I met you, I didn't like you at all. And I said, I didn't like myself a whole lot back then, you know. I said, I understand. I said, but that's behind us. This is probably about 10 years out of high school. And I said, but that's long ago. I said, how you like me now? He said, I love you now. He really did. You know, but see, they may not like you anyway, so don't hold back. The enemy will try to get you and I to become a voiceless people. See, that's John the Baptist style. John the Baptist said, who are you? He said, I am a voice crying in the wilderness. You are a voice. You have something to say. You have something to give. You have something to offer to someone who is hopeless, to a generation that is searching for something that is real in the Bible. You are a voice. See, the spirit of Jezebel wanted him ended. That's the reason the king's wife asked for his head. Silence. Silence this prophetic. Silence this rhema thing. Silence this thing that God is saying through him. Don't want to hear it. You know, we have a culture that is that way. Wants to silence the Christians. Wants to silence the church. Wants to put an end to the God words that are coming forth in the face of opposition. In the face of the thing that is crowding and trying to get the church to cower down under its influence. The church has got to be able to take a stand. The people of God must be able to stand up and say, hold it just a second. That's not what this says. That is not the way of God. This is not the way of God. That's not the way. This is the way of God. And see, he's calling not just our generation, but the future generation. I see young people over here, the future, it's theirs. We've got to be able to impart to them how God is wanting to do things. Even sometimes when they don't realize what we're saying and they can't put their head around it. How many of you have ever heard truth, but you just couldn't get yourself wrapped around it? But when you get wrapped around it and it becomes part of you, it's in you from now on. That's what every generation is looking for. Every generation is looking for a people that are his people. And he is our God. There is no other. There'll never be another for us. And they're all gods with little g's. I've got a big G God. You and I have a God that is above all other gods. And we sing, great is his faithfulness. How many of you can actually say, recently, God has been faithful to me? What? Just do this. God has been faithful to... Everybody just pause. Keep doing it and just look around. See, the reality that God is moving, God is working, God is doing things through people. And we are to continue this process of giving away what we have, giving away what... You can't give away what you don't have. John, I'd love to give you $1 million. I really would. Wouldn't you like $1 million? I think, you know, David Bibler, I'm looking for that 100,000. He said, mm-mm. That's a standing, running joke with me and David. But see, the thing is, you can't give away what you don't have. But what he's given you, give it to others. See, that's faithfulness. That's faithfulness. David, just for a few moments, if you'll allow me just a few more minutes, look at David's life. David was a worshiper. David was given a chore to do when he was small, young teenager, and that was to watch over and keep his father's sheep. But he was a worshiper as he watched the sheep and cared for them. He would worship him and God was there, just him and God. But he was faithful to tend the sheep. He was so faithful that when one of the sheep got captured and taken in the mouth of a lion, that he chased it down. Here's what I love about it. He chased it down, got the lamb back. Smote him, got the lamb back. And because he did that, the Bible said that the lion rose up against him. All right, now what? I love what the Bible said. The Bible said, let's see, I'm trying to find somebody right now. Let me see who I can get a hold of here. Let me see. Oh, I can get you. Tyler, right? Is that Tyler? Come on. Schuyler. Yeah, come on up here. I'm going to pick on him today. You ready?
Yeah.
You ain't got no clue what I'm about to do. You might.
King David, where's my rock at?
No, you're lying. I'm King David.
Oh.
No, you don't get to pick your part. Let's see. Hey, sweetheart, come up here. Yeah, leaning on Daddy's arms. Come on up here. She's the little lamb. Come on over here. Can you be a little lamb? Can you? Turn around, baby. Now, what do they say? Say it again.
Bah.
Say it again.
Bah.
One more. One. One more time.
Bah.
Oh, I love her. Well, this old lion reaches over and sort of gets her, and you start walking.
Up,
right? Now you start taking her off. You know, just taking her off, and then David, faithfulness causes him to rise up. No, wait a minute, that ain't gonna happen here. And walks up and smokes the lion, takes the lamb back, puts it back in, and heads it back in the right direction, and the lion rises up against David. A little bit more ferocious. This is what I love. This. I mean, this is live. No play acting, no rehearsal, nothing like that. And you're going to love this part. You are going to love this part. David grabs him by the beard. Oh, I ain't done. Yeah. Look, David grabbed him. Listen, Bob said that David grabbed the lion by the beard. Rawr now.
Rawr.
Yeah. You like that?
I'm cutting this thing.
And then the Bible said he grabbed him by the beard and smote him. Be smote. No smoke. No. Die. Boy, he sounded like a kitten. Come on up. Give him a hand. You did great. Don't cut it, man. I may need you again. I may need that beard again. Don't cut it. No, but the Bible is so plain. It said he grabbed him, you know, when he rose up against David. David's a young'un. David's a young teenager. He's a young'un. But his faithfulness caused him to rise up, to be faithful to the job that he was been given, to watch over the sheep, to watch over the lambs, to protect the life, and even when it meant his own life. What'd you say? Rawr. Did y'all hear him like his little kitten while ago? Oh, man. I love the way God does things, don't he? But see, that's the reality of God. See, God's looking for the David in you and I. No matter if you're 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, God's looking for the David because he sees it. He sees it in you, even if you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, doesn't matter. He sees the David inside you. He's calling you and I out just like he called out, you know, earlier with the word. He's calling you and I out to say, hey, I want you to rise up. I want your faithfulness so much inside me, so your heart being given to me so completely that I can strongly support what you're doing. So he could strongly support David because David was faithful in the little thing about watching over sheep. Amen. So God's calling for the David in you. God's calling for that faithfulness inside you that will cause you, no matter what age you are, that will cause you to rise up and pursue something that is evil, that is after the children. Or after those that can't help themselves. The church in some parts, you know, we can be some of the worst people of shooting our own wounded. They're wounded, they're hurt, and then we just, move on. You know why? When other people just become a benefit to you instead of a person to you, we're already headed down a path that the world wants to conform us in. So here's my question. Will you heed the call? Will you find out the places that you need to do something about in areas where you need to be more faithful and begin to rearrange your thought process concerning that? Rearrange your activity to be able to have your faithfulness stir you to an action that is way beyond your ability. See, your proclamation, your faithful, let me say it this way, your faithful proclamation in the face of impossibilities is connected to your next miracle. Great is your faithfulness. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand. Father, you're good. You're just so awesome. As we stand before you, we understand that there's areas that we need to repent. We need to turn from that and turn to you and get this thing about us being faithful so strong inside us that no matter what the counterculture says, we won't bow to that God. We'll hold strong, being held by you. And we will, in the process, begin to show ourselves faithful, because that's what he's looking for. God bless you, son. It's what he's looking for. He's looking for a people that will stand in the face of adversity and the later on, as we talk about it, about David's life and his faithfulness, especially when he gets to the giant, it's much larger. A bear and a lion was big enough. But he was faithful in the smaller things to protect the innocent ones, that he prepared him for the giant thing that's around the corner. And not only has he put that in you, he's put the ability to follow through inside you. You just have to say, yes. Yes. I'll do this. The words to Isaiah was, who am I going to be able to send? Who am I going to be able to get to do this? Who shall I send? Who is it? Who is it? Say it.
Isaiah said, here am I.
Here am I. And he doesn't say just here am I. What does he say? Send me. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. See, I'll let you preach next time. See, that's the question today. Who is it that I can sing? Who is it? And our response should be what? Here am I, send me. Let's say that together. Here am I, send me. Say it one more time.
Here am I, send me.
Now say it to him.
Here am I, send me.
Thank you, Father, for this people. Lord, we don't know what's around the corner, but we know you're already there. Whew. Great day of the morning. You're already there. Thank you, Father, for your love today. Thank you for the freedom of addictions. Thank you for freedom and healing. Thank you, God, for what you've given us. And we praise your holy name. So here is our ending today. In Jesus' name, give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. I said, here is our ending. Go. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.